crop prices have taken a beating lately. So Kim, what are the price levels at right now?
Well, wheat prices below $4 in most of Oklahoma and around $3.90. If you go down at Snyder, that area, it's $4 and a nickel. You look at corn, it's below $3 at $2.95. But sorghum and milo, I mean, that's $3.61. And who'd expect for milo prices to be a good 65 cents above corn prices. Soybeans right down near $8 at $8.08. Cotton prices, they're holding steady around 64 cents.
So sticking with wheat, wheat prices were already kind of on the low end of the scale. So why are they continuing to fall?
Well, just massive world stocks. You look at world wheat production, 28.3 billion bushels. It's probably going to be a little higher than that. You look at world ending stocks, 11.6 billion bushels, 10.9 billion bushel record last year. The five-year average is 10 billion. That's 1.6 billion bushels above the five-year average. You look at Russian wheat production, they raised it to over 2.9 billion bushels this week. And of course, they increased the expected Russian wheat exports.
So besides Russia, is there any other news going on in the world wheat market?
Well, yeah, there's quite a bit of news coming in. France's wheat production is expected to be 25% less than last year. Of course, that's soft red winter wheat. German wheat production down 12% from last year. Romania's wheat production is lower than last year, and Romania exported wheat last year. That's good. Australia's expectations unchanged, but that's 955 million bushels compared to 558 last year. And then you've got Russian wheat quality, Russian wheat proteins down this year. And I don't think the markets realize that yet.
So it, you know, it might not seem like it because all these months and days are all going together in this time, but it's been a while since we talked about canola prices. So how does canola compare with wheat?
Well, if you look, canola prices, about $5.60 a bushel compared to $3.90 for wheat. If you look at canola planted acres this year, though, you only had 12,000 acres planted and you harvested 9,000 acres. So you harvested 3/4 of your planted canola acres. But canola price relative to wheat price is relatively high, and canola production around the world is low this year. That may indicate higher canola prices next year relative to wheat.
So going back to corn, why were corn prices lower than $3?
Well, with the rain that we've had around the United States, most analysts have raised the yield per acre for corn, and they've increased that production above that 15 billion bushel mark, and that's had a big hit on corn prices.
And finally, we're moving into the summer, late summer, so cotton's, you know, going to be on the mind of a lot of producers. What's the cotton price holding up like?
Well, it's holding up on the futures at 64. That's about 61 cents in Oklahoma. I think the market feels comfortable with their projected production, and so the wheat cotton price has just been moving sideways.
All righty, Kim. Dr. Kim Anderson, Grain Marketing Specialist here at Oklahoma State University.